And now, a 30 superstar.
Most of us don't frivol often enough, I've often said. But as you know, Christmas means many things to many people. To some, Christmas means glittering lights, gaily wrapped gifts. That's right, sounds of laughter and good cheer. To the folks at Preparation H, it means a time to pause for a few moments to to give thanks to their friends who've been so kind and generous. So from Preparation H to you and yours, a very Merry Christmas.
710 KMPC.
30 thoughts.
I'm fascinated by talk radio right now. I think it's incredible, and I think the things that it's able to accomplish in our society is just short of a miracle. I mean,
when the conservatives felt very disenfranchised, I think Rush Limbaugh took really strong advantage of that situation and created a whole new empire, not only for himself, but for other conservative talk show hosts as well.
Howard, you know, God bless him, man. He's broken a lot of the rules over the years. And I think, in a way, it's been good for radio, because he constantly pushes the envelope. And by his doing so, it's opened up a lot of ground for other people, too.
Talk radio as we know it began close to 60 years ago.
A lot of people think that the first official talk guy was Barry Gray, WMCA, shortly after World War II. It was probably 46 or 47.
Jack Swanson.
But as the format developed through the 50s, and particularly in the 60s, everybody was doing it differently. There were regional hits on the East Coast, first in Chicago. It was Jerry Williams who then went on to Boston. Bob Grant in New York at WMCA. Both rather aggressive characters, and that seemed to be where the format was going, especially on the West Coast when you looked at Joe Pyne, the Gargle Razor Blades lady guy. But then you'd have Chicago, where the great Wally Phillips was doing it in a different way. The morning legend of WGN, and Wally rarely talked about politics, but talked about things that were really important to people. I remember one winter morning, the Northwestern Railroad was on strike in Chicago, and Chicago, if you know that city, is very dependent on its commuter railroads. And the Northwestern had gone on strike. So thousands of commuters had to find a different way to get to work, and Wally took the entire show, all 4 hours, and all he did was read railroad timetables for the other commuter railroads in Chicago. That was the show, reading railroad time schedules. But Wally, every 15 minutes, would say, you know, you may not be interested in this, but when you got a problem in your neighborhood, we're going to be there for you. So around the country, everybody was doing it differently, from this grand, gentle guy in Chicago, Wally Phillips, to another guy in Chicago at WIND, Howard Miller, who was one of the original, well, he was the Rush before there was a Rush, at least on a local basis, one of the original true conservative talk show hosts. At the same time, on the West Coast, Michael Jackson was a liberal talk show host and doing quite well at KABC. In a time before we identified hosts as liberal or conservative, they were just radio stars.
By the late 80s, FM penetration was over 70%, and AM seemed little more than a relic from days gone by. In 1987, there were only 125 talk radio stations in America. Today, there are more than 1,100.
Mike Elder.
I really think Rush Limbaugh has to be credited with really saving the AM band and making it viable once again.
In August of 1988, a year after the FCC lifted the Fairness Doctrine, Limbaugh began his national broadcast from the studios of WABC New York. 56 stations sailed on the maiden voyage. Now, 15 years later, Rush has over 600 affiliates and a national audience of over 20 million.
And stop the music! Ladies and gentlemen, greetings. It's the Rush Limbaugh program. We open today with a news flash, a news alert, breaking news, a bulletin. Big news, in fact. A Democrat has announced he isn't running for president.
In 1979, I'd quit radio after 12 years, and I thought that was it. I'd been fired five times, once for using the word therefore too frequently. And they said it was cluttering the minds of the listeners. So I had this friend of mine who was the director of marketing at the Royals and said, come work for us. We need somebody in our group sales department. And I didn't want to do it. I wanted to stay a fan. I was never attracted by the glamour of working at a ballpark, but I decided to do it because I thought it was time to get serious about life, which I didn't think broadcasting was.
Ditto's is simply word economy. It means you're the best thing we've ever had on radio in America, Rush. Don't ever go away.
All I've ever done is analyze why I didn't make it in those first 12 years versus why I have now. My only answer is that those first 12 years, I wasn't the show. Records were the show, or contests were the show, giveaways, or anything but the personality was the show. They didn't want stars to be created because they didn't want to have to pay them, and they didn't want to, I'm talking about stations now, they didn't want to be harmed if the personality or star left and went to another station. And as such, I was never allowed to be myself. Never once allowed to be myself. Now I am totally it. And when I moved to Sacramento, California in 84, after that 1 year at KMBZ in Kansas City, I decided no guests, no distractions, nothing. I want to be the one to find out if I can be the reason people will listen to the radio.
Listen up. Let me tell you my whole plan. When I listen to the radio, Rush Limbaugh, he's the man.
While Rush Limbaugh was becoming the voice of conservative America, the man who would proclaim himself as the king of all media was playing a different game.
Howard Stern, 66 WNBC.
All right, let's play match game and maybe you'll win some prizes. Let's fill in the blank here. Don't blurt out your answer, please. I'll tell you when to give the answer. Just think about it for a while, all right?
All right.
Don't blurt out the answer.
Can you give that clue again?
Lou, I haven't given it yet.
Oh, never mind.
Don't blurt out your answer. Just listen.
What?
Woody Wood blank. Think about that for a while. Woody Wood blank. How would you fill in the blank? Don't give your answer yet, please.
What? Well, I didn't hear the question.
Let me give it to you again.
Okay.
Woody Wood blank. Don't blurt out your answer.
Some say Stern crossed the line. Others say he moved it. Howard himself didn't pay much attention to his critics, and when ratings showed he was number one in both New York and Los Angeles, he took pleasure in thumbing his nose at them.
I'm the king, Mark and Brian, you're dead cause you blew. Should I chop them? Should I chop them? Should I chop them? Off with their heads.
Off with their heads!
There it goes. There it goes. They are headless. They are dead. Now it's time for the burial. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to say, Robin, to the gang, to everyone, we thank you for... Up, there goes the blood. There it goes. It took a while, Robin.
Little delayed reaction.
There it goes. Step back. Stop it already. We're all getting sprayed. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for supporting us. There go their heads. Thrown into the crowd.
I was going to go bowling with
you. There it is. I want to thank everybody for making us number one. This is truly a career highlight. Is it not, Robin?
Oh, yeah.
I love proving the press wrong. I really do. They tell us we're too raunchy. Are we too raunchy? Is this the kind of radio you want to hear? Shouldn't we be free to hear the kind of radio we want? Thank you, Los Angeles.
I think he's just one of the great radio personalities in history.
Lee Abrams.
He didn't invent the morning show, off-center style of radio, lewd radio. He didn't invent any of that. Just has done it so well. And I think he's managed his career real well and just keeps getting better. So I think he's just, you look back over 20th century radio, he'll be right, in 50 years from now, it'll be Arthur Godfrey and Howard Stern and a handful of others.
One Stern voice deserves another.
Do you think that if I really want to make things work, that it's possible?
I don't think he should take the risk. See, because he stands to marry somebody he doesn't know he can count on.
Right.
Which means he makes babies with you, you decide to go off with somebody else, he loses his children.
Right.
Dr. Laura came along, and the assumption was, well, there's another Tony Grant. But she wasn't.
She was doing something different. She was talking about morality.
So, in my opinion, for him, you are a bad risk.
It was a moral play being played out on the radio every day as Laura judged the caller's moral standard.
Now, do you want to spend time talking about Daddy?
That's a big problem in my life.
Isn't it? I know.
And criticize them when they lacked it.
Well, you know what? You can't do men and have them be daddy. Because that's what you're doing one daddy after another.
Exactly.
And Laura was the arbiter of morality on her program, as she is today.
And how could we forget Larry King?
Thank you, and we're back with more of the Larry King Show. Our special guests tonight are Scott Shannon of Z100 in New York and the Grease Man of DC 101 in Washington. Our new stations are WIP Philadelphia, KYXI Portland, KRIG Odessa, Texas. And over the weekend, Candace Bergen will be one of the guests on The Best of King. We're ready to go to your phone calls for Scott Shannon and the Grease Man, Pittsburgh. Hello.
Hold on. Never thought I'd get through to you guys. Anyway, question for both of those. The three questions, really. First of all, you say there's not enough talent going around to do that type of program. There are a lot of people around talented, I think, who could do personality radio. Gary Owens is still around. Biondi is still floating around somewhere. Nobody was ever, I don't think, any more outrageous than, say, Mad Daddy, and nobody, I don't think, was ever more irreverent than a Rod Roddy. And Ron Britton, sadly, for all his talent, I think the last time I looked was playing Segway City on a satellite music channel somewhere. So I think there are people there to do it. It's just that station management doesn't seem to want to let anybody do it.
Sir, besides being talented, you also have to manage your career properly.